Is around on Capitol Hill as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee put off today's vote on his nominee for UN ambassador. The committee decided to delay the vote because of new allegations that John Bolton has been abusive to subordinates. Maryland Senator Paul Sarbanes.
Now other people are coming in with allegations, and it seems to me it's incumbent on the committee to give some careful and thorough consideration to what's being alleged.
Florida's House of Representatives today unanimously approving legislation boosting the penalties for sex offenders. The bill is named the Jessica Lunsford Act in honor of the 9-year-old girl who was abducted and killed last month. Vice President Dick Cheney and former President Bill Clinton in Oklahoma City today paying tribute to those who were killed in the bombing of that city's federal building 10 years ago today.
Oklahoma City changed us all. It broke our hearts and lifted our spirits and brought us together and reminded us of what is truly important in life because of how you responded and what you did.
And the man suspected of being the Wichita area's BTK killer was bound over for trial today. Dennis Rader is accused of killing 10 people over a span of nearly 20 years. He'll be arraigned May 3rd. This is CNN Radio News.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something. Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Looking for Mr. Goodwrench, notes from the road. Bugs, birds, and bees. Spring had sprung upon us like
a sudden case of indigestion.
Thanks for that, Shakespeare. Anyhow, we met some folks who allege the GM expert had helped them get in top shape for summer. What, he's into conditioning now?
Yeah, air conditioning, and wipers, and brakes.
How's that gonna help me look better in swim trunks?
Find Mr. Goodwrench at all GM dealerships nationwide.
Sensing a dead end, we got back on the road, only to discover we actually were in a dead end.
Congress gave final approval today to a bill legalizing devices that allow parents to edit out sex and profanity from their DVDs. Texas Congressman Lamar Smith says he can't believe anyone in Hollywood would oppose the idea.
No one can argue with a straight face that it should be against the law to skip over a few pages or even entire chapters of a book. So, too, it should not be illegal to skip over a few words or scenes in a movie. The Family Movie Act ensures that parents have such rights.
Meanwhile, a Pew Center survey finds a majority of Americans are concerned about the amount of sex and violence in entertainment today. A majority of those surveyed also believe that cable programmers should be held to the same decency standards as over-the-air broadcasters. Traders on Wall Street finally have something to smile about today. The Dow broke a four-session losing streak, closing up 56 points. The Nasdaq gained 19 points on the day. The S&P 500 rose 6 points. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, American Catholics are weighing in now on the selection of the new pope. CNN Radio's Jim Roop reports from Los Angeles.
Reviews are understandably mixed in an area as diverse as Los Angeles.
I was hoping to have a younger pope and maybe a little more, not as conservative as Pope John. We're praying that he would be like John Paul II, to like encourage the youth, the young ones, to be closer to God.
In a way, I kind of thought it might be somebody from either South America or from this country. Whatever it is, it's the right choice.
Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
And highway workers say it's nothing more than a salt stain, but people are gathering by the hundreds in Chicago to see what many believe is an image of the Virgin Mary on the side of a highway overpass. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Guess the quote. Here we go. I think it's a nutty idea to fool around with the Social Security system and run the risk of hurting the people who've been saving all their lives. It may be a new idea, but it's a dumb one.
Rob Reiner.
George H.W. Bush.
Wow.
Yeah, he actually said that in a response to a question from fellow presidential candidate Pete DuPont during a presidential debate. George H.W. didn't think that was such a good idea.
Stephanie Miller.
Oops.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment.
Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On September 15th, my son was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 10 years of worrying every single night if my baby is okay.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Too busy today. Too busy. Too busy. Too busy. Too much. Okay, I know there's a pool out there that goes something like this. How long is it going to be before Malloy calls him the Nazi Pope? Okay, let's clear the air. He was never a member of the Nazi Party. He was a member of the Hitler Youth. That's the least of his sins. We'll get to Ratzinger in a moment. Bush spoke today in favor of Ratzinger. Big surprise there. If Prescott Bush were still around, I'm sure he'd be Sieg-heiling with glee. It's astonishing. Astonishing to me. How many cardinals were eligible for this position? What, God spoke to these people and said, yeah, I want the former Hitler Youth. I want the guy who goes around and condemns everybody to hell. I want the guy who heads the modern office of the Inquisition. That's the guy I want speaking for me on earth. Well, there's one good thing here. This dude's 78 years old. Where's Leni Riefenstahl when you need her, right? We have a lot to talk about tonight. I don't know where to begin. The Bolton Circus in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today. Tom DeLay on the Tony Snow Show about the evils of leftist judges. Oh, my God. We got a soundbite where Tom DeLay is saying that he's always worked against sexual exploitation of children and sweatshops. This is the rat who killed legislation that would have made it illegal for that sort of thing in the North Mariana Islands. Saipan. Just gets on Tony Snow, another right-wing whore, just gets on his program and lies. Because he knows that the mice out there who listen to right-wing talk radio go, yep, 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 that's right, that's right. Speaking of mice, don't forget tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, April 20th, in observance of Hitler's birthday. And who would have thought we would have had a Hitler Youth Pope? Tomorrow night. April 20th, in observance of Hitler's birthday, Flying Monkey Right Night. Oh, you lurkers, all you right-wingers, we're going to clear the telephone lines and leave them open specifically for you. Tell your friend. Tell your all your fascist friend. Get someone to dial the number for you, 866-303-2270. Now, the only catch is this. You've got to have a topic. You've got to have something to talk about, you morons. So bring a topic to the program tomorrow night if you're a right-winger, a Bush supporter, a neo-fascist, a neo-Nazi, a religio-fascist, whatever, however you identify yourself, gun gods and gays, whatever your banner is, NRA, geek and freak, whatever, bring it on. Now, we're going to plan this for an hour. If enough of you termites show up, we might let it go a little bit longer. But I frankly don't think anybody's going to show up. But that's tomorrow night, and this is tonight. A couple of items here first. Colombia. You heard about the U.S. soldiers, a group of soldiers who were busted trying to... five U.S. soldiers busted at a military base in Texas. At the end of March, they came off a flight from Colombia, South America, and they had 35 pounds of cocaine with them. On a military aircraft, right? Now, think how many Americans are in the slam because they had a pound of reefer in the basement. All right, 35 pounds of cocaine. Colombia wants them brought back to that country to stand trial. Our ambassador to Bogota says, no, can't do it. U.S. Ambassador William Wood. He says the soldiers are immune from prosecution. Now, on the other hand, more than 200 Colombian citizens have been extradited from that country to the U.S. to face trial for drug trafficking under a bilateral deal between the two countries. But now it's our turn to return five alleged coke smugglers to them. And the U.S. says, screw you. William Wood, our ambassador to Colombia, said the men cannot be extradited because of an agreement between the two countries signed in 1974. Oh, and he also said that the men were working for the U.S. Embassy staff in Colombia and therefore qualify for diplomatic immunity. We have five soldiers who had enough time in their duties working for the U.S. Embassy staff to smuggle cocaine. Oh, isn't that interesting? 1,000 U.S. soldiers are in Colombia, along with U.S. civilian contractors, part of a plan to put down the 40-year-old Marxist insurgency. 40 years it's been going on. So while they're down there, a couple of these dudes said, hey, what the hell? Very easy at 35 pounds. Let's do it. Colombia is the third largest recipient of U.S. military aid after Israel, number one, Egypt, number two, Colombia, number three. Law and order, huh? Yeah. Tom DeLay. Oh, my God. He was on Fox News Radio's The Tony Snow Show, where he was interviewed. Have we got time to do a couple of these? He was interviewed. Tom DeLay was interviewed by Tony Snow, who did for Tom what Monica did for Bill Clinton. He did it right on the air. Here's the first. We just got three little cuts here. Tony wants to know. You know, he's pitching softballs here, obviously. That's what these guys do. Tony wants to know about the trips. He wants to know about the trips that Tom DeLay took. Now, in this answer, I think this is one where you hear a reference to child molesters and sweatshops. Listen to the hammer.
The trips are, look, I have been involved in international affairs my entire career. I've been working for freedom around the world, fighting communists in Central America, fighting religious persecution of Jews in Soviet Union, creating democracies around the world, fighting human slavery and sexual exploitation of children.
Right there, stop it there. He's been fighting human slavery and sexual exploitation of children. This is the monster who sat in the United States House of Representatives and murdered a bill that would have ended sexual exploitation of children and sweatshops and slave labor in Saipan. And he sits here on Fox News Radio. This lion dog sits there and lies through his teeth. Now, you Republicans, damn you for supporting a pig like this. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? This man is a psychopathic liar. Now cue it up and play that one again. I just, when I heard that, I couldn't stand it. This man is a liar. This man thrives on slave labor. He loves to see children sexually exploited. That's what he's about, as long as he can make money on the deal. Now, start it right at the beginning. Let's hear.
The trips are, look, I have been involved in international affairs my entire career. I've been working for freedom around the world, fighting communists in Central America.
Helping the Jews!
Fighting religious persecution of Jews in Soviet Union.
Right.
Creating democracies around the world, fighting human slavery and sexual exploitation of children. I mean, I'm involved in a lot of issues, not the least of which is trying to build a conservative organization in the European countries. So, yes, I take trips. I take trips paid for by and invited to go along with groups that are conservative groups that want us to continue the work that we've been doing. But we haven't done anything wrong. I have broken no laws. I have broken no house rules, even under the serious scrutiny that they put on me.
There are so many lies and distortions in that comment, but that's what you expect. The thing that I found intriguing about this pig, and we have three more that we'll do after the break, the thing I find intriguing about all these pigs is the fluidity with which they lie. Because they know two things. First, they will not be challenged on their lies. And second, they thrive on lies. Everything they say is a lie. But that smooth, fluid, just like, oh, no, yeah, this is what I did. Yeah, well, I've never, uh-huh, that's right, that's right. No challenge from Tony Snow. Oh, of course not. Justice for the law.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side, but they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones Magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They think that they can control everything and change everything to the world that they want it to be, which is impossible and fascistic.
Well, then we should beat them. And we should concentrate our efforts on beating them at every turn, every initiative, every front. And we can do it if we're organized and if we're smart.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
This is my dream diary from last night because I got to bring it into my therapist this week. I'm listening to my iPod while I'm standing online at the multiplex. I'm going to go see Hotel Rwanda because I hear it's fantastic. Just then I hear a familiar voice. Mark, it's the iPod. Damn! Why don't you go see Sahara with Matthew McConaughey, Steve Zahn, and Penelope Cruz? The Portland Oregonian says it's surprisingly entertaining. Tune out. I said, because it looks like such a giant piece of crap, that's why. Then how about Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah and Alicia Silverstone? Variety called it a sunny and sassy comedy. I say, no, no. What's the matter, Mark? Don't you like black people? I say, hey, wait, that's not it. It just looks lame, okay? And I really want to see Hotel Rwanda. Is that not black enough for you? Mark, if you don't go see popular movies, you won't be able to talk to your coworkers about them. Without shared pop culture experiences, you'll be alone. Go see Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher. I say, no, I'm not gonna see Sahara. I'm not going to see Beauty Shop. And I'm not going to see anything with Ashton Kutcher. Ever. I'm here to see Hotel Rwanda, all right? Let it go. The iPod says, Mark, no one's impressed by your alternative tastes. You're just a misfit who can't relate to other people. And you're not getting any younger. I get up to the booth, and the ticket kid says, which movie? Just then, a jolt of electricity starts shooting into my brain, and I'm like, ow! Oh, God! It's excruciating! You know, it's just killing me, and I finally say, all right, Sahara. I want to see Sahara, and give me tickets for the Ashton Kutcher movie later. And the Charlotte Observer says, this Kutcher's most relaxed and sensitive work on film. The electricity stops, and the iPod says, good, Mark. Now order the super combo. That's three jumbo drinks, a garbage bag full of buttered corn, and your choice of delicious candy. Tune out. I woke up, and my bed was filled with gummy worms. You see what I'm saying, man?
Gentlemen.
Ah.
How's that grab you?
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
Stirring the senses, stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, back to DeLay, who eventually is I just have a feeling that eventually DeLay is going to wind up in a prison cell someplace. I don't know why I think that, but I do. This guy is going down, and he's going down hard. And this attempt now to blame Democrats, to blame the media, to blame everybody. This unending assault. Verbal assault on judges, especially a conservative Supreme Court Justice Kennedy. It's unbelievable. But here he is again on Tony Snow's program. Now, remember, Tony Snow is not there to ferret out anything even remotely smelling like the truth. He's there to try to get rid of the stench of Tom DeLay by asking these ridiculous questions. The next question that Tony wants to know, are the Democrats targeting DeLay unfairly?
Well, first of all, it's not about me. It's about the conservative agenda, and I'm just the top of that agenda. And the Democrats have no agenda. They have no vision. They're scared to stand up for what they believe in because they've been rejected so many times by the American people.
I can't say it. I can't say it. Okay. Tony plows right ahead. What has all the scrutiny and criticism done to you personally, he wants to know. Now listen to Tom's answer, because I'd like to help him along a little bit here by praying for him. But Tony Snow says... Tony Snow says, what has all the scrutiny and criticism done to you personally?
Well, it certainly has gotten me closer to God. you don't like seeing this, and it hurts your family, and it hurts your staff, and you know, you hate to see this happening, but, you know, we're not going to take it. We're fighting back.
Oh, you pig. Oh, you unconscionable. An unconscionable criminal. Oh, my God! We have people like this in the United States House. This guy is the third probably most powerful man in the United States, therefore in the world. This little moral midget, this lying sneak, as he lays off every single ounce of responsibility for his filthy, devious tactics, his fraud, his lies, his cheating on someone else. Just like Bush, just like Cheney, just like Rumsfeld. I swear to God, this is why Republicans make me want to vomit blood. The mere fact that you people tolerate this kind of swine sitting in the people's house, that you encourage, that you send useless people like DeLay, who will do anything to destroy this country, back to office again and again and again. That's why, Republicans, I wouldn't give you 10 cents for a whole city full of them. It's horrendous. Horrendous. And this guy is also a religious Nazi. So you've got the worst of both. You've got the worst of the flying monkey right, the neo-Nazi political right, and you've got the worst of the Christian Reconstruction, death to everybody but me, religious Nazi. All rolled into one bug man. God, this guy is, it's putrid. It's everything I could do to listen to these sound bites. Now, here's the next one. Tony Snow says, what do you see is the problem with today's judiciary?
The judiciary has become so activist and so isolated. We've got Justice Kennedy writing decisions based upon international law, not the Constitution of the United States. That's just outrageous.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he said in session that he does his own research on the Internet. That is just incredibly outrageous.
Yeah, he uses Al Gore's Internet. Oh, my God. Kennedy never, ever, ever, none of these Supreme Court justices, as right-wing and psychopathic as they are, ever said they based their judicial opinions on international law. What they said was they consider international law. And DeLay knows that. But he also knows that the people who listen to him and listen to Tony Snow are dumber than a sack full of tree stumps and will believe anything they hear. Unbelievable. Why do you Republicans do it? You Republicans make me sick. I'll say it again. I would give 10 cents for a city full of you to keep sending this kind of swine, anti-American, these American-hating, veteran-hating, small business-hating, freedom-hating swine back again and again and again into office. I don't get it. I don't get it. You people are crazy.
Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republicans suck!
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies' Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Earth Day 2005 is fast approaching. Unfortunately, this year is no time just to sit back and enjoy nature, because our country's air, land, and water are facing unprecedented threats. Since the election, the Bush administration has been pushing to drill for oil, even in pristine protected places like the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. and to keep America dependent on fossil fuels and nuclear power long into the future. This is Bryden Sweeney Taylor from Wisperg, and I'm on the mic. The United States oil addiction has got us over a barrel. President Bush has urged Congress to get an energy bill to his desk, but the bill the president wants does little to address our energy problems and a lot to help out big, polluting energy companies. Wisconsinites deserve a cleaner, smarter energy future that moves us towards greater reliance on renewable energy, energy efficiency, and conservation. You can help make that happen by joining Wisperg's Earth Day Neighborhood Walk. On Saturday, April 23rd, Wisperg will be going out into the community to talk to our neighbors about the threats facing the environment and get them involved by taking action to write Wisconsin senators about the need for a cleaner, more sustainable energy policy for our country. You can bet our senators are hearing from Big Oil. Now's the time for them to hear from you. We'll be starting at 10 a.m. at the Madison Public Library at 201 West Mifflin Street with a rally featuring speakers including Alder Austin King, and then head out into the community to mobilize for change. I hope you can join us. But if you can't, you can email our senators at our website, wisperg.org, and spread the word. It'll be a lot of fun and a great way to protect the environment. If you have any questions, call 608-251-1918 or check out the website, wisperg.org. I'm Bryden Sweeney Taylor from Wisperg with this listener commentary on the Mic 92.1.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, there's this weird mixture of self-defeatism and self-righteousness that comes in liberal packages. You know, it's like, you know, hey, man, this is what's right, but I don't know how we're going to get it done. You know, I mean, it's like, dude, it makes so much sense, but there's just no way to, you know, facilitate it. So, I don't know. Do you want to get something to eat?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why? Because this is my United States of
whatever.
Yeah. And this is my United States of
whatever.
President Bush.
Hush up, don't talk to me now.
Because this is my United States of
whatever.
Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever. Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes. Oh, ding dong dong, ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever!
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Whatever.
Hi, and this is ding ding dong, ding ding dong dong.
Whatever!
I hope you got the message.
Whatever.
Whatever.
92.1.com. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Before I go back to this useless waste of human DNA, Tom DeLay, a senior correspondent, sent me a quick email here. When DeLay said he attacks in this case Justice Kennedy because Justice Kennedy quote bases his decisions on international law instead of the Constitution end quote. Chris writes in. For a piece of filth like DeLay that claims to know the Constitution inside out, apparently he hasn't read Article 3, Section 2, which states, and I quote, "The judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution, the laws of the United States, and treaties made or which shall be made under their authority," end quote, which means For the Republican morons listening in the audience, is there anything that we signed our name to is the law of the land. That includes, for example, Geneva Convention, UN Charter, various other documents. And that means that international law is, by definition, under the Founding Fathers that Republicans love so much, U.S. law! Well, that's why he's our senior correspondent. He based it on international law. Yeah, you moron. That's what the United States Constitution says he's required to do. And further, he did not say he based it. They consider international law because they are bound by the Constitution delay that you would use as a piece of bathroom tissue if you could had the chance. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Last one. Tom DeLay. On media whore Tony Snow's radio program today on the Fox Radio Network. An audio sewer if one ever existed. Here's the last one. Tony Snow says, how do you propose to hold judges or justices like Kennedy accountable for their positions, Mr. DeLay?
We have the opportunity to set up courts. We can also dismantle courts and reorganize them. We passed an amendment in September breaking up that leftist court over in San Francisco, the Ninth Circuit. We have plenty of opportunities and ways to hold the judiciary accountable.
How about holding your own self accountable? Let me tell you something, DeLay. Truly, politically, you're toast. You just can't smell it yet because of the stench that surrounds you, that stench of corruption. But take a deep breath, and just beyond that stench of corruption, that little cloud of nastiness that you wander around in, that's toast you smell. Toast. Bye-bye, Tom. The other big story today is they almost had a food fight in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Did you see some of that on C-SPAN? Dear God! I couldn't believe what I was seeing! Democrats acting like they had some spine! What happened? Kerry! Of course, Boxer. She always does. Biden! Who else? Christopher Dodd. I couldn't believe it. They were debating this two-bit punk Bolton's nomination again today, the brown shirt. This is the guy that, had he lived in Hitler's Germany, would have been one of Himmler's top lieutenants. I'm here from the Bush administration. I've come down here to Florida to stop the vote recount. Now stop it now. John Bolton. What a bully boy, huh? What a bully boy. So the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, 10 Republicans, 8 Democrats. If it's a straight party line vote, the guy is confirmed. There's poor old Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana trying to be, I don't know what he's trying to be, Solomon. Here, I'll cut the baby in half then. Poor Richard Lugar. You're out of your league on this one, Senator Lugar. You're out of your league, okay? You know he's a criminal. You know he's a thug. You know he's responsible for mass murder, and he's a destroyer of democracy wherever he goes. You know that, Senator. And along comes Ohio Senator John Voinovich. What? Who says he has some doubts now? That would make the vote 9-9, wouldn't it, Senator Lugar? If it's 9-9, it doesn't go anywhere. So then somebody suggests a closed session so they can listen to classified information about this punk. So they're going to have one. And we won't know the results of it until what? After this little spring break that they're taking, whatever the hell they're taking? Good God, did you see some of it? Paul Sarbanes in Maryland, and Boxer, and Biden, and Dodd, and even Barack Obama got his licks in. The surprise end of this committee session came without a vote. Today was the day they're supposed to confirm this pig. Lugar agreed to have the group's staff continue to investigate new allegations against him, against Bolton, and to convene another session in about 2 weeks, and Bolton may be called to testify again. Anyway, here's some of today. Here's some of today. Lugar and John Kerry. Yeah, that John Kerry. Go back and forth on whether or not this new information on Bolton, this charge of harassment, should be granted additional time for debate. Now, Lugar is real sarcastic at the beginning of this about Democrats' desire to allow Republicans more time to think about their votes, knowing that all Republicans will vote for Bolton. Funny thing is, later, Voinovich says he wants more time to consider the new allegations and would not vote to confirm Bolton at this time. And let me tell you something, Truth Seeker, that is the only reason that this thing was delayed.
I appreciate the kindliness of the members trying to make certain that all of us as Republicans are well informed so that we will cast our votes in a proper way. Let me just say, we were not born yesterday. Republicans want to vote for John Bolton. There are 10 Republicans here.
Was the chairman saying that it doesn't matter what you know about John Bolton, how you vote for him?
I think we all have a pretty good idea about John Bolton, and we have been discussing this.
But the chairman is not aware. I know that members of the other side, I mean, you got a former district attorney down here, you got a trial lawyer over here. These are people, at least I think most of the people over there I know well. I think they care about fact and truth. You don't know some of the allegations that have come across the transom in the last few days since Carl Ford testified. You're voting in the blind. Now, maybe you want to vote in the blind. It's
yeah.
Your choice.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that that's the bottom line for you folks. Now, if you want to be blind and just say, I'm not going to pay any attention to these good public servants who've come forward and said there is a pattern here and other information, it's your choice.
It's your choice. You notice how Lugar shut up, didn't he? Huh? This is what Republicans do. The ones who maintain some sense inside their addled brains, well, I'm not corrupt, are the ones who are able to say, I don't want to hear it, 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 when evidence is presented on somebody like Bolton, on somebody like Negroponte, on somebody like Otto Reich, on somebody like Elliot Abrams, when evidence is presented that clearly shows the criminal behavior, the thuggery, the fraud, the deceit, the lies of these people. What do Republicans say? Ah, oh, well, I don't want to hear it, 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 don't want to hear it. And in not hearing it, then they can say, I voted because I thought he was a good guy. I voted because I thought he's a good guy. I voted because I thought he's a good guy. Don't want to hear it, 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 don't want to hear it. And there's John Kerry say, oh, you don't want to hear it, huh? Lugar then calls for a vote on the motion to have a closed-door session, which interrupts Biden and Boxer and Kerry. And behind a closed-door session, of course, this is what they did the other day with Negroponte. And that really pissed me off, because the word I'm getting is that everybody on, what was it, not the Foreign Relations Committee, what committee, Intelligence Committee, that everybody, including the Democrats, save one, voted to confirm Negroponte. That's another reason they have these closed-door sessions. The American public? Screw the American public. They don't need to know anything. And this is what Democrats will do.
Well, we're going to vote to confirm, but we want to do it with the door shut so nobody knows.
And like I said, only one Democrat, I hear, voted not to confirm Negroponte. All the rest of them voted to confirm. Here's more from today.
I call for a vote on the Biden motion.
Mr.
And ask the clerk to call the roll. No, there will be no further discussion.
Chairman, can
Mr. Chairman, call the roll.
Can we ask, Mr. Chairman, can we ask you a question about that?
No.
Mr. Hagel,
what kind of procedure is this?
This is the first time on this committee I've ever seen this, Mr. Chairman.
What kind of procedure is this? With Mr. Chairman, what kind
please
of procedure
please continue
is
calling the roll.
Point of order. Mr. Hagel,
no.
Order, Mr. Chairman.
Could Mr. Chafee.
Point of order.
Mr. Allen.
I believe a point of order would require that we stop.
Coleman, make
no.
my point of order. Mr. Voinovich.
Oh.
Chairman,
Mr.
point of order. Mr. Alexander.
This place has lost every bit of...
Mr. Nuno, order.
Stunning.
Mr. Murkowski. Mr. Murkowski.
We'll get our chance in the open session.
Listen to that. Listen to that. This is what these neo-Nazis are doing to your country. And you right-wing Republicans, you don't think this is going to come back at some point and bite your ass off? Are you serious? God!
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
As Bill Clinton says, when people vote, Democrats win. Or
well,
when people's votes are
counted.
Counted.
By the way, Clint Curtis, who reported on that whole Tom Feeney episode where he asked for someone to create a program that would steal votes and not leave a trail.
Yeah. Oh, that's
You know, they kept him. Well, I take a lie detector test, if that's true. He's since taken a lie detector test.
Oh, really?
And passed it.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
This chapter is a case study of how the right lies and viciously distorts. It is the story of how the right-wing media repeats its fabrications until they echo into the mainstream press. It is a story of pure cynicism in the pursuit of power. It is the story of how the lying liars took the deaths of my friends and invented a myth that changed the 2002 elections. And the best part is, it's hilarious. No, it's not. But listen anyway. You paid for this audiobook. The Wellstone-Coleman campaign had been considered one of the most negative in recent memory. Coleman had called Wellstone a joke. He told KSTP Radio on July 7, I run against a guy who I quite often think is just the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator. Coleman said that Wellstone, quote, opposed any program that promised to move people from public assistance to private payrolls. Of course, that was a scurrilous lie. Paul's work in the Senate created jobs all over Minnesota. But mainly it was Coleman's proxies who played it dirty. The Republican Senate committee ran an ad called Pork that hit the hypocrisy jackpot. It savaged Wellstone for voting to, quote, spend thousands of dollars to control seaweed in Maui, claiming that he prioritized seaweed control over national defense. In fact, Wellstone did vote for S-1216, as did Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, and 84 other senators. That bill did appropriate the seaweed control spending, but it also provided $21 billion for veterans' health care, $27 billion for veterans' compensation and pensions, and block grants to assist New York's recovery from 9/11.
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right away by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
Every morning, and I don't anymore. I just listen to Mark and Mark, and I laugh all the way to work, and they put me in a good mood.
Madison, you're on the mic.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. I'll tell you, to see the Democrats fight was unnerving enough. And Kathy tells me that I may have misunderstood why the Democrats wanted to go to close session. What was the reason?
Right. The point was that they were afraid that several of the people who were witnesses to the harassment, the alleged harassment that Bolton had of this young lady, that they would be afraid to come out in open session for fear of reprisal, losing their jobs or worse. So they wanted to hold a special closed session so that additional witnesses could come forward and testify about Bolton's harassment.
All right. Well, what I don't understand, if they testify in closed session, the Republican senators there, the Republican senatorial staffs are there. How is that going to be kept a secret? Closed session or not closed session? If Abe Snake comes out and says, yeah, I was terribly harassed by this man, word's not going to get around? And this guy would be retaliated against? Wouldn't he be safer coming out in a public forum than in a closed session?
I don't know how the rules and the procedural rules are.
Okay, well, Kathy and I have a kind of a disagreement here. And my point is based on what the Senate Intelligence Committee did the other day, where they took it to closed session. I don't know whose idea it was. Maybe it was Democrats' idea, so that they could hold their vote in secret. And all I'm getting is rumor and innuendo out of that committee. I don't have a pipeline to that committee. But what I have heard is that only one Democrat on that committee voted no on Negroponte. They just didn't want it made public. Now, you may be right.
This wasn't going to be a closed session to have a vote. This was going to be a closed session to hear additional testimony.
Oh, okay, but you understand my point, and you probably know this more than anyone else, Kathy, and that is I have so lost faith in the Democratic Party. There are a couple of people who stand out, both on the Senate and the House side, Democrats who are trying to make a difference, and God bless them, and I hope they make it, and more fire in the belly to them. But their colleagues do everything they can to short-circuit these Democrats that still have courage and spine and backbone.
Well, Barbara Boxer is one of the senators who wanted a closed-door session today.
All right. Well, then maybe there's more to it than... Then I got. That's why you're the executive producer. You're supposed to find that stuff out, not me. You and Chris in Minnesota.
And that's why I got you the sound.
Oh, my God. I wish this program were longer, because I would like to play. There's so many sound bites from that session today. That last one, how long is that last one? 52 seconds. Have we got time to play that again? I want you all to hear this again. I want you to hear the interplay. Boxer keeps saying, point of order, point of order, point of order, and they keep ignoring her. And Kerry says, you've never seen anything like this. And just listen to this again. Is it ready? Go ahead, play it again.
I call for a vote on the Biden motion.
Mr.
And ask the clerk to call the roll. No, there will be no further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, can
the chairman call the roll?
Can we ask, Mr. Chairman, can we ask you a question about that?
No.
Mr. Hagel?
No.
What kind of procedure is this?
This is the first time on this committee I've ever seen this, Mr. Chairman.
What kind of procedure is this?
with Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
What kind
Please
of procedure
continue
is
calling
this?
The roll.
Point of order.
Mr. Hagel?
Point of
no.
order, Mr. Chairman.
Could
Mr.
I?
Chafee?
No.
Point of order.
Mr. Allen?
I believe a point of order would require that we stop calling and make
no.
my point of order.
Mr. Voinovich?
Mr. Chairman?
Oh.
Point of order.
Mr. Alexander?
This place is lost.
So every bit
Mr.
of...
Mr. order.
Stunning.
Mr. Murkowski? Mr. Murkowski?
We'll get our chance in the open session.
Yeah. This is what Republicans do. This is what Tom DeLay does. This is what George Bush does. Just make up the rules. The rules that have been in place for 200 years, screw them, burn them, throw them in the trash. It doesn't make any difference. Filibusters, points of order, it makes no difference. These are Republicans. You people are disgusting.
America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The global justice movement is a young cause, rooted in the anti-sweatshop campaigning of the 1990s and thrust onto the world stage by the Seattle WTO protests of 1999. The movement remains overwhelmingly youthful in composition, leadership, and spirit. As such, it has experienced few deaths, until now. Marla Ruzicka, the 28-year-old head of the Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict, which worked to aid civilian victims of war in Iraq and Afghanistan, was killed Saturday on the road from Baghdad to that city's airport. A veteran campaigner with Global Exchange, a key player in the global justice movement, Ruzicka traveled Afghanistan and later went to Iraq as part of that group's noble efforts to draw attention to civilian casualties of the U.S. invasions and occupations of those countries. Marla saw no distinction between working to aid the victims of corporate globalization and of war. It was, she said, the same humanitarian struggle. For more on Marla, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Thor.
You're joking.
What? It's a strong name.
No.
Okay, fine. Another one I have is Caspian.
What, like the sea?
Yeah.
No way.
I need a powerful name for my son.
Your son? Our son. You know what? We've got time. We don't need to decide now.
You're right. Let's at least wait until you're pregnant.
Love has its uncertainties, but looking for love shouldn't. Match.com. So many marriages. So many babies. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Sometimes when you read the headlines, it can be tough to figure out just exactly what the mainstream media is saying. So as you know, we have the iNews 5000 Wi-Fi headline translator. So let's crank this baby up and feed it some headlines. New Burger King breakfast sandwich has 730 calories. Translation, plot to kill Bill Clinton exposed.
Morning's Edition.
Yay.
From 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Sally and her big sister, Marcy.
Hi.
Hello. To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar, a combustible mix.
Hey, Marcy, let's go to the zoo.
Maybe the park. We could fly a kite.
I want a hot dog.
No.
Ice cream.
Is that a horse?
Hey, let's dance.
Maybe that's enough chocolate.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to bigbrothersbigsisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Stephanie McDonald. I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
See
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. After two decades as Dean of the College of Cardinals, the conclave elected Joseph Ratzinger of Germany as Pope. Our Alessio Vinci reports the reaction to the new pontiff has been very positive.
On a day like this one, when a new pope is selected, I think the first instinct, especially for those who are here in St. Peter's Square who wanted to be here, was to welcome the new pope. We spoke to a number of people here, some of them from Latin America, some of them from Africa, some of them from Europe, from the United States, all of them with different opinions about Cardinal Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI.
In the U.S., Mary Grant of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says she has hoped that this new pope will be different than other church leaders.
He will step up to the plate and begin to hold complicit bishops responsible and accountable for sheltering and harboring known and suspected molesters in the priesthood.
The new Pope Benedict XVI is a staunch defender of church doctrine. Senators decided today a closer look into the allegations against John Bolton is needed. Senator John Kerry says committee Democrats are united in demanding more time before voting on Bolton's nomination to be UN ambassador.
Didn't tell the truth, folks, to this committee. So we either can find a way to get the record sufficiently built, or we can ignore it. You can ignore it. I choose not to, and my colleagues choose not to.
No exact date has been set. Two Washington journalists lost their appeal today. They were asking the court to reconsider a decision by a three-judge panel. Time Magazine's Matthew Cooper and the New York Times' Judith Miller are facing possible jail time for refusing to divulge their sources about a leak of an undercover CIA officer's name. And today marks the 10th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 seconds of silence were observed. This is CNN Radio News.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
Preposterous! If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous!
Dennis Rader, the man accused of the Wichita serial killings, waived his right to a preliminary hearing Tuesday. Jeff Davis is the son of one of the BTK killer's alleged victims. He says seeing file footage of when his mother was found is still tough to accept.
Of course, I've had 14 years to prepare for this, but every time they show her being pulled up out of the ravine and show the house and everything, it kind of pulls the scab off.
Prosecutors presented no evidence at the hearing against Rader. The prosecution in the Michael Jackson trial is nearing the end of its case. In her last day of questioning, his accuser's mother denied soliciting money from celebrities for her son's cancer treatment and said a previous lawsuit against a security guard was to get an apology, not money. She did get $150,000. And a new broadcast indecency poll finds most are unhappy with the amount of sex and violence they see. This is news from CNN Radio. Parishioners at New York St. Patrick's Cathedral offer mixed reactions to the selection of Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger as the new pope. CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten fills us in.
Surprise expressed by some here because of his national origin.
I think it's very interesting that once again they haven't chosen Italian.
And the speed of his selection.
Surprised that they chose one so quickly.
Many here are expressing disappointment because Ratzinger was a conservative cardinal, dashing their hopes for significant reforms. Ratzinger has taken the name Benedict XVI. Benedict comes from the Latin for blessing. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, outside St. Patrick's Cathedral, New York.
And for more information on the new pontiff, you can read a profile of Pope Benedict XVI at cnn.com/pope. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
More.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These religious fanatics, they're a cancer in this culture. They're a cancer that is going to pull the country down with them in their simplicity, in their narrow-mindedness, in their fear of progress, in their repression. And they play the role of the victim, which is the most aggressive and hostile position you can take. There's no end to the black hole of the victim stance on things.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Hi, Barb Hornick from Family Enhancement, which is a parent education and support agency that's been in the community of Dane County since 1974.
Find out more about your local groups.
The Interracial Families Network is a monthly meeting of support for multicultural families. We meet monthly the second Monday of the month at the Family Centers building at 2124 Dame Avenue from 6:30 to 8.
Log on to themike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and stay active. Oh, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Welcome back, about 7 past the hour. You know, when I was a kid, the adults in my life still had control of not just my physical movements, but also my mind. And I was immersed in a Baptist a Sunday school and prayer meeting and a big church and just constantly. And then Methodist. Frankly, I don't have too much against the Methodists. The Southern Baptists just turned my stomach. First of all, I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but they came into existence because they couldn't stand the idea of worshiping alongside people of color. So screw them. You know, as far as Southern Baptists, y'all can go to hell. Every single one of you. All of you. All right. Having said that, I can remember in church hearing hearing the sermons about responsibility, about not just responsibility, but when you couldn't understand why something happened, and there was no place to look for, all right, who's responsible for this? The answer came back, if I remember Sunday school right, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to reveal. That was the line. God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to reveal. That was the tagline for damn near everything. When I had a question, well, this doesn't make sense, Grandma. This doesn't make sense, Reverend Dunham. This doesn't make sense, Madam Sunday school teacher. Well, Michael, God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to reveal. Is that true with this new pope? If it is, maybe God was drunk when he allowed this to happen. Maybe he was stoned. Maybe it's a joke. Carl Ratzinger, the head of the Office of Inquisition. It took him 500 years to do it, but they did it. Torquemada is now the new pope. Astonishing. This is a guy who stuck his now papal ass into the U.S. presidential election not more than 6 months ago and said that the bishops in this country were to deny communion to people who supported abortion rights, whether that person supported the legality of abortion rights, whether that person personally believed in the right to an abortion or not. And that was targeted directly at John Kerry. In no other country on earth did Carl Ratzinger make such a pronouncement. Just here. Incredible. He's referred to as the Vatican theologian. You know, in denying communion, that condemns you to the, if not to hell, oh, I'm going to get 30 emails now from Catholics. I don't know where it condemns you, but if you are denied communion, you damn sure are not going to gaze upon the face of God. And that's what Ratzinger said. Not only did he say indirectly that John Kerry should be denied communion, but that anyone who voted for John Kerry should be denied communion. So what happened? In the November election, a majority, for God's sake, and a majority of Catholic voters who traditionally supported Democratic Party candidates shifted their votes to Republican and this Christ killer George W. Bush. This is what Ratzinger did. He influenced, as surely as the five Supreme Court justices did in 2000, the outcome, or dictated the outcome of our presidential election. By telling the Catholic faithful that your ass will burn in hell forever if you support Kerry. Now, what kind of an out does a Catholic have?
Well, let's see here. Do I want my ass to burn in hell forever? No, don't want that. Well, what do I have to do? Don't vote for Kerry. Well, that's easy. My ass in eternal hell or vote for Kerry? No contest!
Ratzinger specifically mentioned, quote, the case of a Catholic politician consistently campaigning and voting for permissive abortion and euthanasia laws, end quote. John Kerry. The letter that Ratzinger wrote said a priest confronted with such a person seeking communion, quote, must refuse to distribute it, end quote. A footnote to the letter also condemned any Catholic, condemned, who votes for a candidate who holds a pro-abortion position. The letter said, Ratzinger said, such a voter, quote, would be guilty of formal cooperation in evil, and therefore unworthy to present himself for Holy Communion, end quote. The letter was sent to U.S. Catholic bishops only. Do you understand that? Regarding the rape of hundreds, if not thousands, of children in this country by the Catholic priesthood. And damn you all for doing that. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And you, filthy pedophile priests, raped them, violated them, used your position to destroy them, and Ratzinger covered it up. Over and over and over again, quote, Ratzinger, I am personally convinced that the constant presence in the press of the sins of Catholic priests, especially in the United States, is a planned campaign, as the percentage of these offenses among priests is not higher than in other categories, and perhaps it is even lower. In the United States, there is constant news on this topic, but less than 1% of priests are guilty of acts of this type. The constant presence of these news items does not correspond to the objectivity of the information, nor to the statistical objectivity of the facts. Therefore, one comes to the conclusion that it is intentional, manipulated, that there is a desire to discredit the church. And God picked this pig to be the Pope? The percentage of these offenses among priests is not higher than other categories, but Mr. Ratzinger, they are priests! They're not massage parlor owners. They're not Boy Scout leaders. They're not gym teachers. For Christ's sake, literally, Mr. Ratzinger, they are priests. Priests! Do you not see a difference, Mr. Pope? Do you not see a difference in a priest molesting a child and someone else molesting a child, yes, both are egregious sins. And if there's a hell, Mr. Ratzinger, people who do this to children are condemned to that hell. But do you not see a difference, you miserable excuse of a human being? Well, it's no worse in the priesthood than it is any place else. Therefore, I'm going to cover it up. Therefore, I'm going to have Cardinal Law offer up the homily, the celebration of Pope John Paul II's ascension into heaven. And some of you people wonder why I despise religion.
America Radio.
I love going to the street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I met Johnny Cochran on American Airlines from L.A. to New York. And one of the things I love about first class, they serve lobster. So I said to him, well, if you go to sleep, can I have your lobster? And he turned to the flight attendant and he said, if I begin to snore, give Al the claw.
He did. You're making that up.
I am not.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift, some tidal wave. ways and stuff. Everybody grabs onto something. A couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so, okay. So now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is the stretch pants are very swimmy. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
It's your voice and your opinions, but it's my show.
On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
When you turn your heart and your life over to Christ, when you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart and changes your life.
Never mind. I'm not going to comment on that. Unbelievable. The German Cardinal Ratzinger, where to begin with this guy? I guess we already have begun, right? To you Catholics, what form of atrocity would be over the top that would prevent someone from becoming pope or cardinal for that matter? Is there anything? If the molestation, if the covering up of the constant abuse, sexual abuse of children is not enough, if that's not over the top, then what is? What is over the top? Now, I know for these hypocrites who walk around in these red outfits, over the top is anyone who suggests an abortion. Over the top is anyone who says, well, you know, this person dying of cancer who's been racked with just unmitigated, intractable pain for the past 8 months has still got to be kept alive like Christ on the cross. Euthanasia is over the top. But what about child rape? Is that over the top? Apparently not. Is condemning literally millions of people to death because you say condoms are against God's will, is that over the top? It's not. Then what is? Is the death of hundreds of thousands of people in Africa, is that over the top as much as the abortion of 1 6-week-old zygote? Apparently not. What is over the top in Central and South America is support of repressive, right-wing, murderous death squad regimes. Is that over the top? Apparently not. Good God! Is treating women as chattel, second-class citizens, not honorable enough to stand at the altar of God and lead a worship service? Is that over the top? Apparently, it is. We'll have none of that. Where do you begin with this guy? What's he called? The Enforcer. Sounds like Tom DeLay, the Panzer Cardinal, God's Rottweiler. Oh, that's a nice image. God's Rottweiler! How about just brief membership in the Hitler Youth Movement and wartime service with a German Army anti-aircraft unit near a BMW plant that was using slave labor from Dachau? That's good enough, isn't it?
And this argument that, well, he didn't have a choice, you know. He joined the Hitler Youth at age 14. Shortly after membership was made compulsory in 1941, he quickly won a dispensation on account of his training at a seminary. Oh, really? Did John Paul II, did he join the Hitler Youth in Poland? No. If I remember right, John Paul II resisted. How did he resist? Well, he joined an anti-Nazi theater troupe. He was an actor, you know. Ratzinger decided that his future lay with the Nazis. Oh, okay. He wasn't a member of the Nazi Party. Well, that's certainly good. That's certainly good. He has since said that although he was... Where am I getting this from? The Times of the UK. Ratzinger has since said that although he was opposed to the Nazi regime, any open resistance would have been futile. Really? Did you sit around with John Paul II, Ratzinger, and discuss that futility? I don't think so. I think, bottom line, Ratzinger, is you were a coward. I think you didn't trust your belief in God enough. Or you were pro-Nazi. Maybe there was nothing wrong, even at age 14, with seeing the Jews marched off to the death camps. Eh, Ratzinger? God's Rottweiler? What the hell was that? His brother says resistance was truly impossible. Before we were conscripted, one of our teachers said we should fight to become heroic Nazis. And another told us not to worry, as only one soldier in 1,000 was killed. But neither of us ever used a rifle against the enemy. Ah. Well, that puts a different light on it, George.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Larry King here. I want vitamins that give me more, like the Advanced Protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, and Ester E, the only vitamin E that protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection.
Look for Ester C and Ester E at Walgreens and GNC.
This is Courtney Love for Jest Magazine. You know my favorite thing in the world is? That's right, drugs. Oh, and diving through dumpsters for filet-o-fish sandwiches. But my second favorite thing to do is laugh. And Jest Magazine always provides my daily fix. So subscribe to Jest, or I'll kill you. Make it look like a suicide.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time, and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's J-E-S-T.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
So Wisconsin wants to shoot cats without collars despite the lack of any scientific evidence that suggests killing ownerless cats can control their population, despite the fact that more and more cat owners are replacing collars with embedded identification microchips, despite farmers using outdoor cats for necessary and natural pest control, despite true hunters' opposition to making a domestic species fair game. I don't buy it. I'm Lee Rayburn, and I apologize for not getting involved until now. This was my first experience at our Conservation Congress, and it won't be my last. What began as a crusade for my cat has become a long-term battle to put the conservation back in the Conservation Congress. Every second Monday in April, this citizen body annually endorses the agenda of Midwestern rod and gun clubs, excluding the will of 88% of Wisconsinites. Part of this is the fault of many self-proclaimed environmentalists and environmental groups that don't get involved in these yearly meetings. Less than 0.2% of Wisconsin residents showed up to have their voice heard this year. For those who did vote, there was absolutely no accountability. With ballots just stacked on the tables at the Alliant Energy Center, I could have voted a dozen times for resolutions and delegates. While hunters from out of state were allowed to elect our delegates, those that showed up late were not. Next year we need you there. Next year we must organize in order to elect pro-conservation delegates to this mislabeled Conservation Congress. Here in Dane County, two animal and environmental activists split the vote for one delegate appointment, electing once again yet another hunter. We need one candidate the progressives can support for each delegate seat in our county. What's left of our unspoiled natural resources requires our intervention. Hunting and fishing is an important part of the future of Wisconsin, but it won't last if we allow those oblivious to their environmental impact to speak on behalf of our natural resources. In the years to come, we need to end this tax and fee-funded rod and gun lobby. Established in 1934, the Conservation Congress has become an outdated and unaccountable mode of democracy that does not reflect the will of this state. These conservation issues concern all of us and belong in the ballots of statewide spring elections. Until then, mark your calendars for April 10th, 2006.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
You know, I got an email criticizing me saying I shouldn't be saying anything about Jenna Bush because, you know, presidential kids should be off limits and I'm better than that. And frankly, first of all, I'm not better than that. Jenna's an adult.
You go out of your way to draw attention to yourself. Say, like, dancing on a tabletop, yeah, flashing your thong. And you shouldn't complain about the attention.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security Agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Even if you don't get the politics, you'll get the funny. Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1. Streaming at themic921.com.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Don't turn around.
Yeah. 26 before the hour. So, Ratzinger, while he has not condemned his past, or even tried to offer up an explanation other than that he had his brother, who, a retired priest, his brother George, who was ordained at the same time Ratzinger was. The brother says resistance to the Nazis was truly impossible. Before we were conscripted, one of our teachers said we should fight and become heroic Nazis, and another told us not to worry, as only one soldier in 1,000 was killed, but neither of us ever used a rifle against the enemy. This guy sounds like, both these brothers sound like George W. Bush, don't they, and the Texas Air National Guard. Isn't this the same thing? Now, some of the locals in Traunstein, which is where they grew up, like, according to this article from the Times of the UK, Elizabeth Lohner, who's now 84, whose brother-in-law was sent to Dachau as a conscientious objector. Elizabeth Lohner dismisses the suggestion that you couldn't resist. She says it was possible to resist. And those people who did resist set an example for others. The Ratzingers made a different choice. And then this. In 1937, another family a few hundred yards away in Traunstein hid Hans Broxenthaler, a local resistance fighter. SS troops repeatedly searched homes in the area looking for the fugitive and his fellow conspirators. Frieda Meyer, who's 82, and Ratzinger's neighbor and childhood friend, said when he was betrayed and the Nazis came for him, Broxenthaler shot himself because he knew he couldn't escape. Even though they had tortured him in Dachau concentration camp, he refused to give up his resistance efforts. But the Ratzingers couldn't handle it. To resist was futile, they both decided. We're not going to resist. Let these other dumbasses in the village resist. We'll just go along with it. And this is the new pope. And this is a real moral leader, isn't this guy, huh? He's God's Rottweiler! In 1981, John Paul II named him to head the office of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which is the Grand Inquisitor's office. And oh, sweet Jesus, did Ratzinger go after this job with relish. The example of condemning people who even voted for Kerry in 2004 is just one of many examples of Torquemada Jr.'s efforts. Oh, he couldn't use the thumbscrew. He couldn't use castration. He couldn't take the Jew and the Muslim and put them on the rack the way Torquemada did. But he had something just as good. Eternal hell, damnation, death, if you vote for John Kerry. One liberal theologian, when asked what he thought of the Ratzinger papacy, was more direct. Quote, "It fills me with horror." A recent poll in Der Spiegel, the news magazine in Germany, points out that some of his staunchest critics, Ratzingers, are Germans. By 36 to 29%, people in his hometown or his home country opposed a Ratzinger papacy. Ratzinger, who headed the commission to search for a new pope. That sounds like, Dick Cheney. Gee, I've got to go find a vice president to run with George Bush. Oh, I know. Hello, I just found myself. So Ratzinger does the same thing. I don't know how much of this you folks can stand. Catholics, I watch television today after the smoke turned, what it turned, blue, white, purple, I don't know, turns white? Is that what it is? It turns white. And they start interviewing Catholics in Paraguay? In Paraguay? Why wasn't this pope from Africa or Central or South America? That's where the growth in the Catholic Church has been for the past 30 years. Not in Germany. Mike in St. Paul writes this. When I was a student at St. Francis Grade School in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, we were told on a weekly basis by our pastor and religious teacher that homosexuality was evil, and if you practiced it, you would burn in hell. Outside of religion class, a priest at St. Francis sexually molested and raped the kids of the parish. Two of my older brother's classmates turned out to be gay. As teenagers, they both committed suicide. The Vatican, by choosing Ratzinger, a staunch anti-gay zealot, has spit on the grave of the boys that killed themselves because they could not handle being gay in sickeningly anti-gay Catholic environment. There is a very, very pathological, diseased element to the Catholic Church, and anyone who can't see it helps it along. When an organization espouses gay hatred while being complicit in the rape and sexual molestation of thousands of young boys, a message of death is sent to anyone who has been on the end of the pounding hammer of Catholic hypocrisy. Homosexuality is not pedophilia. Yet the church condemns the former and embraces the latter. This approach led to the death of my brother's classmates, and for this, if there is a God, the guilty parties will burn. But gee, Mike, that includes the current Pope, then, doesn't it? Has there been anyone in the Catholic hierarchy who did more to cover up the repeated, decades-long, transcontinental, international rape of children as did Ratzinger? And he's now the Pope. And he's now the Pope. In 1986, Ratzinger issued a letter to the Catholic bishops, and when he wrote that homosexuality was a, quote, tendency toward an intrinsic moral evil. A few years later, in 1992, he rejected the notion of human rights for gays, stressing that their civil liberties could be legitimately limited. He followed up by remarking that, quote, neither the church nor society should be surprised if irrational and violent reactions increase when gays demand civil rights. My God! It's okay to beat or kill a queer, according to Carl Ratzinger. We shouldn't be surprised if a gay man is murdered. Why should we be surprised? This is God's love at work. Ratzinger is also not happy mixing religion and politics, at least not the kind of politics which suggests the church has an obligation to assist the poor in their fight for justice. This guy's like a Republican, isn't he? He's like a neo-Nazi Republican in the United States. He set out to muzzle, to quiet outspoken liberation theologians, including Brazil's charismatic Leonardo Boff. He also replaced the now deceased Archbishop of Recife, Dom Helder Camara, and warned the ex-bishop of Chiapas in Mexico to preach the gospel without Marxist interpretations. Let them remain poor. Didn't Christ say it? Or who was it? God must love the poor. They've always been with us. Or was that Samuel Clemens? In 1997, Ratzinger called Buddhism an auto-erotic spirituality that offers transcendence without imposing concrete religious obligations. Well, duh! And Hinduism, he said, resembles a continuous circle of hell. He went on to predict that Buddhism would replace Marxism as the Catholic Church's main enemy of this century. Oh, this guy's good, huh? This guy's good. A pox on all their houses. With the exception of the Buddhists and the Wiccans. And I kind of like the Sufis too, but it's sick. I'm just sick. What a day, huh? What a day. The delay thing, the Pope thing, the International Relations Committee thing. Where in the what where are we? Does anybody know?
Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Mornings. Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Guess the quote. Here we go. I think it's a nutty idea to fool around with the Social Security system and run the risk of hurting the people who've been saving all their lives. It may be a new idea, but it's a dumb one.
Rob Reiner.
George H.W. Bush.
What?
Yeah, he actually said that in a response to a question from fellow presidential candidate Pete DuPont during a presidential debate. George H.W. didn't think that was such a good idea.
Stephanie Miller.
Oops.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. "It was tough," I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. "Touch means so much" wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone. For what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Online at themike921.com and join Mark and me for Morning's Edition from 5 to 8 on The Mike 92.1.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's about 10 before the hour. From Robin, Mike, maybe we all need to mass email the Vatican the history of the White Rose Society. From Ben Birch's website, the Nazis could be resisted. All it took was courage and morals, something apparently devoid in the Ratzinger character. God help us, I can well imagine, Robin writes, he and President Bonghit will get along famously, as long as the Bob Jones weirdos aren't watching. And then he gives the Vatican email address, which I'd have to repeat too many times, Robin, so to hell with it. And James in Kenosha writes, Mike, fittingly, your program is archived on an internet home named for and dedicated to the German teenagers whose resistance to the Nazi regime they called the White Rose Society. The new pope should visit the site, read about the non-option of resistance. Between the kids of the White Rose Society and Ratzinger, who is walking the path of holiness? Yeah, really. Really. Cowardice, duplicity, sneakiness, lies. Do you appreciate any of that? I don't. And I honestly don't know which is the most offensive. Probably lies, because when someone in a position of authority or power makes statements that are absolutely untrue, we down here in the trenches tend to believe them at first blush. First time we hear it, whether it's a pope or a president or a house member or a senator or our parish priest, when he's saying, take your pants down, Jesus would like me to do this to you, little boy. No matter what it is, we tend to believe a position of someone in a position of power and authority when they lie to us. So probably lying is the worst. But on the other hand, cowardice. I couldn't resist the Nazis. I was unable, so I had to join Hitler Youth. Sorry. But I did it reluctantly. Everyone was doing it. Well, not those kids in the White Rose Society. Well, not the neighbors all around my village. Well, okay then. What a day. What a day it's been, huh? What a day it's been. And I can't say this with any certainty. But it just feels like if I were a Catholic today, if I were a practitioner of that faith, I think today would be the day that I would bail out and take my chances on the slippery slope of eternity without the firm hand of some child-molesting cover-up pope. Ratzinger. What did I say? Was it last week? It was after he died? I just made an aside. I wasn't even focusing. I said, well, thank God it's not going to be Ratzinger. Pope Benedict? Isn't the root of that word good words? Or good speaking? Or good... right? Benedictum? And I was listening. Who's this young reporter, a female reporter for MSNBC? She sometimes anchors. Chris something. She's in Rome. And I heard one of her reports today when the smoke turned white. And she said that the nuns in the St. Peter's Square were jumping up and down and squealing when the smoke turned white. And I was lost because she didn't follow up, Chris didn't follow up, with an explanation of why the smoke turned white. We have a new pope. He's a former, reluctantly so, Hitler Youth. This is to be cheered? What about Catholics in the countries that suffered the atrocities of Hitler? But resistance was futile. And the Yugoslavs who resisted, and the Czechs who resisted, and the French who resisted, and the Spaniards who resisted, and the Italians who resisted, and the English who resisted, and the Dutch who resisted, and the Latvians who resisted, and the Russians who resisted, and the Polish who resisted, and the Hungarians who resisted, and the Austrians who resisted. Their efforts were futile too. Right, Mr. Ratzinger? Cowardice. Ah, but he's God's Rottweiler when he's dealing with the cover-up of child rape. He's God's Rottweiler when he's telling liberation theology priests to shut up. He's God's Rottweiler when he's threatening eternal damnation for someone who votes for John Kerry. And somebody sent me an email, said that the flying monkey right, Christo-fascist Protestants in this country are also kind of jumping up and down and cheering and see this pope as the last one before the rapture. Oh, man. It's a good thing I don't have a bottle of bourbon here in the studio. I swear to God. All right, your phone calls when we come back. I'm burned out, truth seekers. This is Air America.
America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side, but they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones Magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
British TV host Anna Richardson alleges she was libeled by the California governor and two of his campaign workers. Schwarzenegger, of course, denied it.
Man, these charges are outrageous and thousand and true in these kinds of things, just like the other charges. These allegations are as phony as a knackers, allegedly.
I wonder if Maria has a frying pan.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
A, B, C, D, D, I can't remember.
Poor nutrition in his first 5 years can limit memory development. Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. To find out more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Barb.
And I'm Molly.
And we're on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. The Jessica Lunsford Act is closer to becoming law. The Florida State House passed the measure calling for those convicted of molesting children under 12 to get at least 25 years in prison and up to life. The proposed law is named after the 9-year-old who was abducted and killed by an alleged sex offender last month. The Senate will likely vote Wednesday. Accused serial killer Dennis Rader waived his right to a preliminary hearing Tuesday. Larry Hatberg, a KAKE-TV reporter, says Rader hid his persona very well for a long time.
He was going to the movies with us, he was going to the mall with us, and he was living next door to us. And I think that's the thing that terrifies Kansans, is he was one of us, and he was right next door. And he looked like everybody else. And there was no way to tell that this man, this alleged murderer, was BTK.
Rader is accused of 8 torture deaths in the Wichita area. It's been 6 years since the school shootings at Columbine High School. Efforts are underway to build a memorial for the victims of the 1999 shootings. The memorial committee says $700,000 has been raised, but the memorial will likely cost $1 million to complete. 10 years ago, 168 people died in the bombing of the federal office building in Oklahoma City. Ernestine Clark, a downtown Oklahoma City worker, says those who died in the bombing will always be remembered.
On April 19th, we remember those who died in the bombing, and we remember also those who have died in the years since 1995. Their memory will be in our hearts forever, and we are so fortunate to have known them.
A moment of silence was held for each of the victims. The prosecution in the Michael Jackson trial will likely rest next week. Jackson's attorney challenged the authenticity of a photograph the pop star's accuser used in a previous lawsuit against a security guard at a store. This is CNN Radio News.
Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts, or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-430-0932. 800-430-0932. That's 800-430-0932. Not available in all states.
The president's controversial nomination of State Department official John Bolton to be U.N. ambassador has suffered a setback in a Senate committee. Our John Bisney is in Washington.
Republicans on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee were eager to push John Bolton's nomination ahead to the Senate floor, but determined Democrats raised sufficient doubts at the last minute for some GOP members. The panel chairman agreed to postpone action for 2 weeks while new unspecified allegations are investigated. That's fine by Democrat Joe Biden.
In your heart, you know this guy doesn't deserve to go to the U.N. In your heart, you know that to be true. This time, follow your heart, not your head.
Bolton's critics say he's exhibited a pattern of temper tantrums, bullying, and deceit that would serve him poorly should he be confirmed as UN envoy, an outcome now less certain than before. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
Time Magazine's Matthew Cooper and Judith Miller of the New York Times lost their appeal Tuesday. The two refused to reveal sources about the leak of a CIA agent's identity. This is news from CNN Radio. The Dean of the College of Cardinals, Joseph Ratzinger, has been elected the new Pope. Our Dick Iuliano is in Rome.
The crowds in St. Peter's Square erupted with joy at the sight of the new Pope on the central balcony of St. Peter's Church. Joseph Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI, clasped his hands together and raised them over his head, smiling broadly. Before delivering his first blessing as Pope in Italian, the language of the Holy See, he described himself to the faithful.
Un semplice, umile lavoratore nella vigna del Signore.
A simple and humble worker on the vine of the Lord. The new Pope's inaugural Mass is scheduled for Sunday in St. Peter's Square. Dick Iuliano, CNN Radio, Rome.
And for more information on the new pontiff, you can read a profile of Pope Benedict XVI at cnn.com/pope. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Mornings at Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Tom DeLay just might end up in a court of law for campaign contribution violations in the great state of Texas, where almost everything is legal except for the things he did. So now, if Tom DeLay has to go before 32 judges, he'll be able to say, there's not a decent judge in this country, and you know it because of Terry Schiavo.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
I don't dream like you. I don't have the same skin as you. I don't wear my hair like you. I don't dance like you. I don't come from the same place as you. But I will give you CPR.
With first aid and CPR training from the American Red Cross, you can be ready to save a life today. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
Here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Seven past the hour. A couple of quick emails here regarding the Catholic thing. This is from P.J. Mazza. I love what Mike Malloy has to say, but he really needs to stop making it sound like only boys got molested. He's on board with the national and Catholic sexist agenda, and I'm really getting sick of it. Okay, I apologize. The vast majority of these child molestation cases were against boys. Yes, there were girls who were raped also. Sorry I didn't mention it. Don't get your underwear in such a wad, you know. All right? So maybe are you a female who was molested by a Catholic priest? If so, then you should file a lawsuit against these monsters. My bad. I apologize. This is from Tim. Hey, Mikey, I'm a reluctant Catholic. I can understand your outrage. There are many of us Catholics who feel the same way. The only reason I still consider myself Catholic is because my kid's Polish great-grandmother is still alive, so we have to jump through their hoops. At my last confession, I wouldn't have gone except my kids were performing their first reconciliation. At my last confession, I took the opportunity to complain to the priest. I told him that I felt guilty for hating the church. Although I really don't feel guilty, just pissed off. I suppose lying to a priest in confession is another sin? Damn. Anyway, and this is the important part. I confessed to an African missionary who had a thick accent. I was pleased to hear him voice the same frustrations. So perhaps there's hope? In fact, he went on so long that I can only imagine what all the others waiting 15 minutes in line thought once I emerged. They probably thought I voted for Kerry or something devilish like that. Thanks for letting me confess to you, Tim. All right. You're welcome, Tim. 10 Our Fathers, 3 Hail Marys, and 6 Acts of Contrition, and you're home free. Okay. To the people who have been holding on... Now, I know some of you have been holding on a long time and you want to talk about some stuff, but I want to get these church phone calls out of the way first. This is not something I normally discuss. I've made my position on religion on this program very clear, very plain. I think the Protestants, the Christo-Nazis that are running this country have just absolutely destroyed the teachings of Jesus. And that causes me great grief, even though I do not believe he was a Messiah. I believe he was an avatar of a higher power that I happen not to believe in. But the message was still one that most people should listen to and try to live, because the message from Jesus or Gandhi or Muhammad or the Buddha was essentially the same. Stop screwing around, beating up on your neighbor. Be decent, be nice, be loving, be kind. But this Catholic thing, this Ratzinger thing, it's unbelievable. I don't know how clear-thinking Catholics are going to deal with this. And it's none of my business anyway. But especially American Catholics, who, if the Times Online article that I was quoting from is to be believed, swung the election based on what Ratzinger said for Bush. I question that, but I don't have proof or argument one way or the other. But I do know this. That when someone in a position of alleged spiritual power, someone allegedly who has, if not a direct pipeline to God, a secondary pipeline to God, and if that person, in this case Kyle Ratzinger, tells the Catholics in the United States only that if you vote for Kerry, you're condemned to everlasting fires of hell. I mean, how many different levels is that disgusting and contemptible? But if American Catholics went for that, okay, whatever. But tonight's the only night, unless some atrocity turns up about this guy. Just got an email from a listener in the UK who works for the Times of the UK. And the Times Online, today's edition, April 20th, which, by the way, is Hitler's birthday, the April 20th edition of the Times of London has a picture of Ratzinger on the front page, at least on the website it does, of Ratzinger in his Hitler Youth uniform. And to say he was a member of the Nazi Party is wrong. He was not a member of the Nazi Party. And I think his father did resist. But to make a statement, or not resist, they were not part of the resistance. His father didn't like the Nazis. But to say that resistance was impossible negates the blood that was shed and the lives that were lost by people who did resist. And to think that the man saying resistance, of course, it's not a surprise, because if you resist God's Rottweiler, what's going to happen to you? Well, if you're an American voter and you resist him, you are condemned to hell, according to his sick perversion of the teachings of Jesus. Somebody else sent me a statement that's online now from the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL. And the ADL is saying, this one we can get along with. Are you people crazy? We've worked with this Pope. This one will be fine. Because he has the lessons of Pope John Paul to follow. And John Paul did this and John Paul did that to try to ease the tension between Christian and Jew. Surely the ADL is not that stupid. Surely this is simply a press release put out there trying to short-circuit any charge, perhaps, that the Jews don't like this guy because he's a former Hitler Youth. If I were Jewish, in the privacy of my own mind, I would be thinking to myself, oh my God, I would be like the what's his name, Philip Roth's new book about the election of Lindbergh. You know, how if history had been different in this country, if Lindbergh had defeated Roosevelt in the election of 1940. Like, oh my God, what's going to happen now? But the ADL, in a clear example to me, and again, I'm not Jewish, I don't know, whatever, but in a clear example to me of whistling past the graveyard, the ADL issues a press release saying, oh yeah, well, this one's okay, we can work with him. The election of another pope, 265 of them so far, is that right? Is that what I saw on television? But the ADL statement says the election of a pope is always cause for attention to be paid by the Jewish community. Well, yeah, I would think so, especially when the Pope elected heads the office that 500 years ago took Jews and ripped them to pieces. Yeah, I would say that that calls for a little attention. But I'm not going to bring this up again. And the bottom line is, in a direct sense, it's none of my business. In an indirect sense, yes, it is, because it's another example of fascism closing in on you and me. All right. Commercial break, then your phone calls. I promise. Stay with us. All right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Your story.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
As Bill Clinton says, when people vote, Democrats win. Or
well,
when people's votes are
counted. By the way, Clint Curtis, who reported on that whole Tom Feeney episode where he asked for someone to create a program that would steal votes and not leave a trail.
Yeah. Oh, that's
it. You know, they kept him, well, I take a lie detector test, if that's true. He's since taken a lie detector test.
Oh, really?
And passed it.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
The Mike.
I just think Al Franken has some great insights, and he makes it funny, too.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Into the distance. 22 past the hour. Heather is calling from Ohio. Heather, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, great. Well, I'm a Roman Catholic. I'm a liberal and a Roman Catholic and born and raised. And both my mother and I went to Catholic schools in St. Louis. My mom went to Bishop DeBerg, and I went to St. Joseph's Academy. And we were talking the other day about the new pope, and she was actually the one that kind of divulged to me that the nuns in the 1960s, when she was growing up, were the ones that were kind of telling the girls there about family planning and contraception. So what I think this new appointment of Ratzenberg is, it's furthering the schism between the U.S. Catholic Church and the Vatican. I mean, the U.S. Catholics are just not in touch with the papacy anymore, and the papacy is basically snubbed their nose at us. And I was reading some interesting statistics.
Right, let me ask you, why do you differentiate between American Catholics? Why not global Catholics? At least American Catholics are not, they're given the same message about AIDS, about birth control, about family planning, which is my gentle way of saying a first trimester abortions. And it's been my experience, at least, in talking with American Catholics, that they pretty much do what they damn well please.
I'm a cafeteria Catholic.
Okay, but my, all right, that's fine. But my point is, in so-called third world, or emerging countries, or countries that are still eaten alive by disease and poverty, the church wields so much power, and these people are being told over and over and over again, they're being instructed to conduct themselves in a way that furthers their poverty and guarantees that most of them are going to die of hideous diseases.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you.
Well, then why?
Heather, excuse me,
I have to ask you, why in God's name do you continue to be a Catholic?
Well, I'm actually looking into other religions right now. Unitarian, Universalism, Episcopalian.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I
am looking into, I mean, this is my heritage. This is my years and years and years of Catholic training. I mean, I went to Catholic grade school, high school, college. So I'm trying to break out of that. And I'm looking seriously because I really am a cafeteria Catholic.
Who was it that said, "Give me a child till he's five, I'll give you a Catholic for life"? Who was that? Cardinal Richelieu?
I also heard they said that ex-Catholics make the best atheists. So.
Well, Heather.
But I just wanted to quote some statistics for you.
Very quickly.
82% of U.S. Catholics disagree with the Vatican that using artificial birth control like condoms or birth control pills is morally wrong. That's 82% of us that think that, that is wrong. And this new pope is right on board with the old traditional doctrine.
All right, well, let me ask you this question. The statements made by Ratzinger that people who voted for Kerry, and he did it obliquely, but it was clear what he was saying, that people who voted for Kerry in 2004 would be voting for a man whose own moral turpitude was so hideous that the voter would be condemned also, and the voter should be denied
absolutely
communion. Now wait a minute, let me finish the question first. All right.
Mm-hmm.
How does a Catholic person? I don't know what I'm trying to ask. Never mind.
No, I think change comes from within. I mean, change really has to come from within. Just like with the Democratic Party, the Catholics.
All right, but if 80-some percent of Catholics disagreed on the birth control thing, and yet the Times of the UK writes that the majority of American Catholics switched to Republicans because of the abortion issue, then it doesn't make any difference what 82% think.
They assisted
in the election of an American neo-Nazi.
But aren't the Democrats kind of falling into that with Howard Dean saying, we just, you know, we will accept pro-life Catholics. We're going to run Casey.
To accept a pro-life Catholic is a hell of a difference, Heather, from condemning a pro-choice Catholic. Come on.
Oh, no, I completely agree with you. I'm just...
You know, Howard Dean is not condemning anyone to eternal hellfire like Ratzinger was.
I don't agree with Ratzinger. I am upset as a Catholic. As a now Catholic, maybe soon to be not Catholic.
Well, I don't know how you handle it. I would be pulling my hair out in clumps. I respect the fact that you're able to be where you are and remain sane, and I do hope you work it out, Heather, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot for checking in. I appreciate it. I appreciate your call. No, I don't know. I don't know how a person can do this. Can be Catholic and understand what the church is doing. And what they've done. And I'm not talking about the Inquisition. I'm talking about the last 10 years.
You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic. Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Auric Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Progressive Sound Off with Al Franken here on the Mike 92.1.
Father Guido Sarducci has been a correspondent for years for the Radio Vaticano after graduating from the Marconi School of Broadcasting. Is that right, Father Sarducci?
That's right, and it's pretty exciting here. We have white smoke coming out of that disgusting smoke
stack. Ag reverendissimum Dominum. Dominum. Yosefum.
Joseph somebody. Joseph Ratzinger.
Oh,
no. Believe
who is it?
Oh, it's Ratzinger.
Unbelievable. Right now, you know why he didn't come out? They probably gave him a pint of blood or something. Oh, man. They just blew it now, boy. I tell you that.
Well, Ratzinger presided over the funeral, right? Over the memorial.
Yeah. It's an inside job. Nothing's going to change. He's the inside guy.
Well, 78-year-old Cardinal Ratzinger from Baden-Baden?
From Baden-Baden. You won't see the Catholic Church involved in local politics in Poland no more. Now it's going to be Germany. You know what I mean? You're going to see the wall go back up, probably, with this guy in there. Well, this is quite a disappointment for me, Al. I don't know about you.
Well, I mean,
you, believe it?
You know, I'm not, you know, as a Jew, the Pope is an important person, obviously.
That's right.
This guy, though, is pretty conservative, right? He is.
Yeah, conservative. I mean, please, you know it. I mean. Yeah,
Father, don't you get in trouble for talking like this?
I don't care. I'm not going to make him a Monsignor. You know, I've given up those dreams. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who said you can't have a tattoo if you're a Monsignor? There's no rules. They said, you know what?
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Sometimes when you read the headlines, it can be tough to figure out just exactly what the mainstream media is saying. So as you know, we have the iNews 5000 Wi-Fi headline translator. So let's crank this baby up and feed it some headlines. New Burger King breakfast sandwich has 730 calories. Translation, plot to kill Bill Clinton exposed.
Morning's Edition.
Yay.
From 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby! Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow, that's...
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people did.
Provocative, powerful, passionate, patriotic. It's an American radio revolution. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
We 26 before the hour. Sean is calling from Oregon. Sean, welcome to the program. Thanks for your incredible patience here and holding on as long as you did tonight.
Thank you so much, Mike. I've been waiting 2.5 hours. I really got to talk to you.
Okay, go ahead.
2.5 hours. Dead serious.
I know. I see the time, Mike, here. Two hours and 36 minutes.
Listen, I don't know where to start, but I'm Iranian, and I don't know if what the... I really don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say.
You've been holding for 2.5 hours? You don't know what to say? Come on, Sean.
No. But it is so vicious, the racism out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had it. Okay?
I hear you.
I've had it. Mike, with all due respect to you, I'm telling you, what I've had to go through since 9/11 is beyond your wildest imagination, with as smart as a guy you are.
I'm sure it is.
Okay? With as smart as you are. Oh, my God. I have to get my back fused. I have to get my shoulder fused. I've already had 3 hip surgeries, 4 previous shoulder surgeries, a nose surgery.
From what?
Mike, it's very hard for me to say, but, you know, I came to the point where the only people... You know, Mike, let me say something. These liberals in America, most of them, are dead. Well, the Republicans could burn in hell, okay?
Right.
Personally, I really wish for that. The liberals are soft cowards. That is a problem right there.
Well,
they don't
want to
fight. They don't want to fight this fight.
Not all liberals.
Most are. They have. Unless you're a minority and you have felt this racism, you would know. When I see them, oh my God, oh man, there should be vicious protesting, vicious. You know, people just go into the Bureau of Labor Industries and viciously complaining on these companies that don't hire minorities. And I have come to the point where I myself, I'm going to do it. You know these Minutemen slime on the Arizona border, right?
I've heard about that.
Yeah, some slime idiots, right? Well, you know, I came to the point where I am myself going to set up an organization to fight this genocide. Okay.
All right. Now, wait. Sean. Slow down just a little bit, because you're all over the map here. Obviously, you're extremely angry and disappointed and kind of freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
But let's slow down just a little bit here.
Huh?
First of all, what has happened to you? I don't want a big long story here. We don't have time.
People...
But what is now? Wait. What has happened to you that has brought about this feeling?
Okay, getting assaulted a bunch of times.
Okay, stop there. All right, stop there. You mean verbally assaulted, physically?
No, physically.
Okay, so people, do you report this to the authorities?
That was the worst mistake I ever made.
And what happened?
When I had the marks on me and I called the police,
right?
The slime police had the audacity to arrest me and tell me that I have to prove my case to the judge. They're just going to arrest me. They did this out of racism, Mike. I am not kidding you.
Well, I don't doubt that.
I am not kidding you, Mike. You know, that was the biggest mistake I ever did, was to report it to the police. I should have, when I got jumped, I probably should have said, thank you for jumping me. Sometimes I feel like I should have just said that.
Now, when you were assaulted, did they come after you because they assumed you were Muslim? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've had the gun pulled on me. I've had numerous companies, when you just go in for employment, right? And they don't hire you, and they just say, you know, they just give you this evil look, like, why the hell are you even in my store?
You sound like you're ready to explode.
Well, to tell you, know, I'm going to fight this legally, and the only thing I could do, as I've appeared on a few public access shows over here, and the only thing I can do, and it's only people like me that can do it, with people like you on the radio, only. The politicians are not going to do anything. You know that. The only thing is to set up a very aggressive organization to fight this. And I am going to do it. And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but there's a lot of soft liberal cowards around, and I wish to educate them before they get a felony on something they have not done. You know?
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I question, you know, what I'm hearing behind your words is a lot of threat.
No. I'm not going to do anything violent. I'm not.
Okay, because trust me, Sean, I've never suffered racism. I've never suffered racism. I have my own rage about what has happened in this country, so I can't speak, you know, from the standpoint of someone who's been racially attacked.
Just imagine someone a million times more angry than you.
I can only imagine. You know, I've had friends who were African American say to me, "Malloy, you don't have any idea what this is like." And I fully admit that. But
you are a saint for helping us, Mike.
But the point I'm trying to get to is that. Unless there has been a tectonic shift in how we deal with things, and there may have been, violence only begets violence. You know that as well as I do. So whatever your plan is, I hope it is one.
Well, Mike, that's
you know, if I lived in a different society, I possibly would have resorted to violence regarding the government. But I don't live in a different society. I live in a society that still has the institutions, whether they're used or not, the institutions to redress wrongs that may be perpetrated against me or you. Are you an American citizen?
Yes.
Okay, well then you have every single right that any native-born... Are you native-born?
No, I was born in Iran.
Okay, you have every single right of a native-born American, and I hope that you use those rights. Without resorting to violence. It has not come to pass yet in this country. It may, but it has not yet come to pass.
Mike, people are not going to put up with it. People are not going to put up with it.
Well,
look at America. People are not going to put up with it.
I agree. What I'm saying
and
is...
And I hope it doesn't come to that.
Well...
But I hope there someone will help make a change, and I know that will be me, because it takes an angry person to do it, and it takes a smart person to do it. I have 2 years of college behind me, and I'm 29 years old, and Mike, all I'm asking you, and I'm begging you, is to maybe somehow, I mean, I emailed you last week, and I didn't get a response back.
Well, that's not unusual. I get, I try to respond to certain emails.
This is very vital, Mike, please.
But I get hundreds of them.
Mike, this is vital. I'm not.
Okay. What do you need from me?
If I could send you, I appeared on a show, and I'm going to try to get my own show after getting my surgeries.
Okay. What do you need from me, Sean?
If I could send you a video, because I have a 20-minute when I was on it, when I appeared on the show, and I'm trying to set up an organization, and if you could view that.
Send me the video. I'll try to look at it. But I have to tell you, I am so backlogged with videos and videotapes and audio tapes and CDs and DVDs. I have to tell you, it may take some time. Don't count on me. If you want to send it to me very quickly, let me give you the mailing address. Okay, you ready?
Mike, okay, another thing. I'll email you again and, please, just... help me create an organization.
Okay, I'll try to do it. Send me an email, Sean. You know how to send it, and I'll get back to you. And I got to move on now. Thanks for checking in, pal. I hear your anger. I hear your rage. I hope somehow you can deal with it. I try to make this clear. I don't think the time is at hand for anybody in this country to get violent. I'm not saying that the time will never come. That would be stupid on my part. This country has experienced violence before, when the tipping point was met, first by the revolutionaries in this country in the 1700s, by workers in this country, by union organizers in this country, by people seeking racial justice in this country, by people seeking an end to war and racism in this country. I don't think we, or else we're so far past the point of using violence as to have rendered it completely meaningless any longer. But where it concerns what is going on in this country now, this shift and drift and movement towards fascism, I still feel that there is a way, and don't ask me what it is, I'm not that bright. There is a way to turn this around and reclaim our country. So anyone who who wants to talk with me about violence, you're picking the wrong person at this point. I'm not saying that some point down the road, but right now, I have got to believe that the institutions that were put together, as tilted and tainted as they were 230 years ago, that those institutions are the ones that we have to use. That framework that was given to us 230 years ago is what we have to work within. Otherwise, if we step out of that framework as a country, then the whole thing was for nothing. The whole thing was for nothing. Which is not to say that certain forms of violence in this country over the 230-year history have not been effective, because they have been. But it's a last resort, an ultimate last resort, not 10th or 27th. It's way, way down the list. I hope that comes through clearly on this program.
And the men who wait for handouts with their eyes upon the floor. I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Turn on your TV, turn it on so loud, and watch the fool a smiling there and tell me that you're proud. And listen to your leaders, the ones that won the race, as they stand right there before you and lie into your face. If you ever tried to buy them, you know what they stand for. I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men, want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men, and our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved, 9 months later, to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject. Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, Rice declined to comment, but through a spokeswoman, said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present. Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article. Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, as he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. Bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined.
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
For Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Oh, 10 before the hour. Thanks to our New York crew again tonight, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to all of you. And Catherine Bay, who's the only female in this crew. She's the executive producer of the program. And don't forget, tomorrow night, in observance of Hitler's birthday, Flying Monkey Night, Flying Monkey Right Night, all you right-wingers who want to call the program and bring a topic to the program for discussion from your sick, perverted point of view, bring it on. Yeah. All right. Let's see if we can squeeze in some more phone calls here. Brian is calling from Ohio. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing
fine. I
wanted
to say that, you know, when they announced the Pope today, I said, "Oh my God, they've elected a Nazi."
Yeah, it's. I guess that's the quickest take on this guy. I realize that's almost too easy, but I felt the same way. I said the same thing, and I'm not Catholic.
And another thing is, you know, change is hard to come, and so nobody wants to change anything, so they stay with the old. And certainly enough, he is certainly the old.
Are you Catholic?
No, Mike. I am a liberal. I have no real certain religion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Almost like you, Mike.
I can certainly understand that. Do you think that the election of this Pope is going to have a negative effect on not on the Church, but on the Church's flock, the adherence to Catholicism? Do you think
there is going to be so much turmoil, not unlike what we are going through in our own election with the president here? But there'll be turmoil and more turmoil, unrest. It's pandemonium. And old George W. He certainly smiled, didn't he?
I would imagine so. I keep thinking, I don't know the exact quote, but about the center not holding, things falling apart. Maybe somebody will email that to me. But I just got that feeling today. You know, I'm skimming through television, going to the commercial networks to see the election of the Pope, going back to C-SPAN to see this chaos in the Senate International, was it International Relations Committee, Kathy, on the Foreign Relations, on the Bolton hearing. What was the third thing today that was so disturbing? The delays, continuing attacks on the American judiciary, attacking judges that frankly whose rulings I don't particularly care for. It was Kennedy who in fact had the swing vote on stopping the recount in Florida, but the audacity of this cretinous Tom DeLay. So these three events, this convergence today of of three events that to me were just like, oh my God, what is going on? So I just, you know, today was spring cleaning in our house, and my job was to shampoo the carpets. And trust me, I just focused on shampooing the carpets and dumping out the dirty water and filling up the tank and doing it again and again. So the carpets in my house are very clean.
Yes, Mike, and I tell you, doing a great job. And you ought to be starting your show with the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, thanks, Brian. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate your call. You can really do wonderful things with cleaning your carpets if you still have carpets. We have an old house that still has carpets in some of the rooms, most of the rooms for that matter, and you got to clean them. You know, we bought one of those cleaner extractor things. You know, with the tank and the swoosh and the suck and you know, it's just and it's my job twice a year. I do it in the spring and do it in the fall. And today, Kathy was doing kitchen and bathrooms, and the kid was on the back porch playing, and we had the television on. It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. But we're flipping back and forth between C-SPAN and MSNBC or C-SPAN and CNN. And it was like, what the hell is going on? What you know? So finally, we had to switch it off and switch to one of the serious music channels that is carried by our Dish Network, and get some new age music and light some incense. I get this carpet shampoo that doesn't have an odor to it, so it kills us softly. You know, we're not aware that we're breathing in toxic fumes. And then we light some incense and put on some New Age music and take a break and get a Diet Coke, I know, aspartame, and go sit on the back porch and watch Molly play. You know, you're watching 9-month-old play, picking this up and picking, and we bought her, she's too young for it, but we bought her a little, one of the, you know, C-scale xylophones that has the keys where you can hit the key and it plays the note, or it has a little mallet, and you can use that. Well, she's not coordinated enough yet, but I kept, to use a mallet, but I kept showing her and showing her and showing her, look, if you push this, you get these noises. And she'd look at me and smile, like, oh my God, really, Daddy? And she finally made the connection, some connection, some little synapse, some little neural connection. You could almost hear it go, zzz. And all of a sudden, she reached down, she's whacking the keys on this thing, and these beautiful, clear tones are coming out. And I'm watching my kid, and in the kitchen, they're electing a Nazi as Pope, and Tom DeLay is screaming about judicial murder. And John Bolton's nomination gets put on hold. But on the back porch, my 9-year-old was playing music. 9-month-old was playing music. By God, she was playing music. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Oreck Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
47%.
of the workforce does not get health insurance from their employers. And the number of uninsured